Bob Rice sits on a bench, overlooking the wind-scratched surface of Wolfboro's Back Bay Harbor. He watches the remote-control sailboats tack back and forth and pivot around the floating white marks.
Oh, I think it's dandy. You get boats of this size, and more people can play with them.
Rice retired as a meteorologist 11 years ago, but still has a keen interest in wind and wind adventure. For decades, Rice advised world-class sailors and balloonists. He helped New Zealand capture its first ever America's Cup. And it wasn't the only time Rice helped the team win sailing's most coveted prize.
I was on three of them, all winners, I might add.
Rice is here today to watch the Sasquatch Footy, a small regatta for the very smallest class of Maori yacht. Rice doesn't mind the difference in scale between the foot-long boats in the harbor and the 12-meter sloops he once raced. Sailing is sailing, he says. His eyes shift to the leaves waving in the trees across the bay.
They were just saying that the burst just occurred out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was supposed to find things like that burst that came through like that.
Bill Hagerup, the Commodore of the Laconia Model Yacht Club, doesn't know that the famous sailing weatherman is sitting a few feet behind him as he checks his watch and gets the regatta underway.
Welcome to Back Bay. Of course, we're going to be racing with the usual racing rules today, but as usual, you know, footy racing is friendly racing, and you know when the wind picks up, these boats do some crazy things.
Though most of the eight men know each other, Hagerup does some introductions.
This is John Sims. He's from our Back Bay Club, and he's sailing a footy for the second time, I think. So cut him a little slack. You don't want to be too close to him when he tries to tack. Because from what I've seen, he's pretty good at sailing backwards. He learned that from me. Boats in the water, let's play.
20 seconds.
Like a real regatta, the boats tack and wander away from the start, trying to time it so they cross the line exactly when the bell sounds.
3, 2, 1.
And they're off. Or not. A mean wind springs against the tiny boats, and none of them can advance across the starting line. On the shore, the eight skippers lean toward the water and go silent, fingers toggling the joysticks that signal the servo motors that flip the rudders and sails. When the wind finally shifts, the footies shoot out, mostly, and round the marks before tacking back for home. After the first race, John Sims, the backwards boater, is pleased despite the result.
I went backwards all the way. Never even got up to cross the finish line. I mean, the start line. So actually, I was able to say, didn't start rather than didn't finish. And I think that's a better score than
didn't finish.
Actually. Oh, it's not? Oh, okay.
Before the next race starts, Mark Whitehead lights his pipe and tells me the Sasquatch Footy name was inspired by the wooden trophy of a foot that he made to award the winner of last year's inaugural race. Even though Whitehead is the Commodore of the Back Bay Skippers and carved a wooden foot, this is a new class of boat for him. He struggles to finish the first four races, but in the next, he's shocked to find himself in the lead.
I can get across the line.
Yeah.
Oh, scary. Actually won. I have no idea. It sure isn't skill. Well, I think I have the right sails.
Back on land, Jack Berglund from Billerica, Mass., steps forward to inquire about joining one of the clubs. Bill Hagerup gives Berglund some radio sailing advice.
You know, we do say some people have a better feel for the wind than others. Watch Herb. He's really, really good at it.
Herb Dreher goes on to win the regatta. But as we're standing there, someone tells Hagerup and Berglund about the other nearby wind expert, Bob Rice. And both men turn to look at the older man in the America's Cup jacket, sitting on the bench, quietly watching the wind cut across the lake. For NHBR, I'm Sean Hurley.